is a Thursday afternoon. It's the 18th day of September, a Thursday. And on the phone line is Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Now, the combines are moving, well, but not a lot in the area today. More today, probably, than there were certainly yesterday. I made a trip into southern Illinois and didn't see anything, frankly, from here. Champaign all the way down to Harrisburg that was moving, and we ran through a rainstorm in Effingham that just poured for just a bit. So there's some time left, I suppose, before we really get the corn coming out of the field. And I'm wondering what your thought process at this time is on the glut of corn that might be around, how many acres there could be, what the grain stocks numbers might look like at the end of this month, and of course, ultimately, the changes that would come up in October.
Well, those are all good questions, and I guess you can kind of guess at them, but my guess is the slowness of harvest is going to, I think harvest is going to drag out a little bit. Normally, we have a strong tendency to maybe make harvest lows during the first 10 days of October. Beans might be able to get that job done. Corn doesn't look like that will happen, at least right now. A lot of times when you get into real big crop years, and then if you get into a late harvest, things maybe just drag out. But somewhere in here, we're probably going to try to turn the market sideways. But I don't think it can turn sideways until the trade has a little better handle on what USDA is going to do to the acreage situation on the October report. And then, of course, the yield reports that we're hearing are just phenomenal. So the trade is still believing there's room to ratchet up both corn and soybean yields on the October report. And of course, the big controversy is the discrepancy between USDA's estimated acreages that they did on the June report versus what's been reported to the Farm Service Agency, and how that will come about, whether or not we'll see big changes in October or big changes in November. Some of the private surveys that I looked at back in June that had a pretty good track record would indicate that maybe the FSA acres that are being reported are more in line than probably what USDA is using. But we'll have to see how that comes out. But if USDA does have to come in and cut corn acres a couple million, that at least allows a cushion for a 2-bushel or 3-bushel increase in corn and not really impact ending stocks very much. If they would cut a million of soybeans, then, you know, that gives soybeans a little room to go up too. So, but I don't see anything happening or anybody really talking about a bottom until we see what October crop report is.
Are you thinking the bottom is sideways from here, or is it really further down?
I think we got some downward price vulnerability. I've been looking at that July 4th chart gap, put on the weekly December corn chart as a measuring gap for December corn futures, and that's points to, 308 or so. I do recognize that the 320s are historically a good support area, but we're on the verge here of busting underneath this little double bottom here at 335.5 on D's corn. We'll see, what the weather forecasts look like next week. But my guess is as more and more combines begin to roll, we're going to see more and more hedge pressure come into the market, and we're going to bust underneath that. The 40-week cycle really doesn't, it's got another 4 or 5 weeks of sideways to lower action in it, so it kind of would correspond with maybe working lower into toward the October crop report on corn. Beans, again, we're down against the most recent low within a couple pennies of it. My guess, since the 980s have kind of given way, the next target on November soybeans is probably a move into the 940s, and then we'll take it from there.
On the acreage from the FSA earlier in the week that was released, can you put much weight into the short number of acres FSA has got on their books at this point? Of course, they're actual planted and collected acreage figures.
Well, I don't put a lot of faith on anything coming out of Washington anymore. I do know that there's different opinions on that, and you know, the Informa group out of Memphis, which is a big gun consulting firm, has been kind of the leader in touting the relationships of, you know, the July report and the August report and the September report, how that correlates to what actual acres are. Are, you know, they're going to come out tomorrow with another look at it, but based upon what they saw during the August report, they were the ones that had been kind of touting about a two million acre drop in corn and, you know, a million something acre drop in soybeans. We'll see whether or not they've changed their minds on that tomorrow afternoon or not.
Well, you don't have a real thought process here on whether those acres there are there or not?
My guess is they're not there, or USDA's running acres too high. And I think if the truth is known, they were running too high acres last year on the crop report, because I don't think we produced the corn that USDA has on the books. We'll get a glance at what happened here at the stocks report here at the end of the month, what we end up with. But I do know a lot of those bushels of last year, of this current year, was moved backwards because we were at pipeline inventories. But there's still a big unexplained disappearance number in that, and I think what it is the production number that USDA used is too large, and I think it was too large because they were using too many acres. And soybeans, I think, is going to be real interesting this time, because we've been basically running on vacuum. What USDA will give us for an ending stocks number, and how much, because they should be pretty, you know, they should have a pretty good idea, because not a lot of harvest had taken place by September 1. So we should have some pretty good, solid ending stocks numbers here on this report coming up in a couple weeks or 10 days.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I do appreciate it.
Very well, Todd.
And, of course, Dan Zwicker, he's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana, and joins us on this Thursday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report.